This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Stein. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much. I mean that sincerely. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. I do appreciate the time. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. That's exciting. There's just a lot you can do, a lot you can get involved with. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know that there's, you know, 3,000 other shows you can get involved with, 3,000 other shows you could be watching, but you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate that. You know, I try to take on the crazy stories, right? I try to take on the stuff that you know, everybody's screaming at Obama, screaming at Trump, pushing back on people that are pushing back on Trump. It's like, okay, that's great, but there are other things happening, and some of these other things happening, you're allowing, you know, like the baker in Colorado. You know, you look at all these things and say, how did that happen? How did that slide by us? And so from days gone by, we should learn that we need to stay on top of the stuff, and we need to continually fight the stuff. It's the only way we're going to win. For instance, how many of you knew, I'm sure you're all brilliant, so I'm sure this doesn't get past anybody, but how many of you knew that 7 states sued to block DACA, right? And the program couldn't demonstrate that permitting it to continue was causing irreparable harm, so a federal judge said on Friday, declining to halt the Obama-era policy, the judge stated that he felt that DACA was illegal. But the states waited too long to go after it. So it's already been going, and which, see, I don't agree with, but I'm not a judge. Right? It's already been going. Why did you wait so long? And you can't just turn it off. Right? He said, here the egg has been scrambled to try to put it back in the shell. With only a preliminary injunction, but Mark, it doesn't make any sense. And he said he thinks the program is illegal. They need to continue on. They need to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. And here's a but here's where a judge, if you have the right judges in place, here's a judge who says he believes it's illegal. If he would have just stopped it, then they would have fought it. The other side would have fought at the Supreme Court. They'd have to pay for it. And you finally get a judgment from it. But see, I still, look at, I'm guessing here. I have no inside information. I don't have a clock, a crystal ball. But in watching what's happening, and watching what's going down, here's my guess as to what's going to happen after November. We're going to get more seats in the House. I know some of you go, oh, no way, no how. I think we're going to get more seats in the House. I know we're going to get more seats in the Senate. We need some more. We need a bigger margin than maybe one. Right? We need a bigger margin than maybe two. That's where it's crazy. If he's got five or six more senators, which is all he needs, I think you're going to see all those bills that are sitting. I'm not a McConnell fan. I am not a Mitch McConnell fan, just so we're clear. But the guy's been at this long enough to know, and if you've been truly been in politics, not watching, not talking about it, but if you've been in politics for any length of time, you never go to vote when you don't know if you've got the votes you need. Never. And when these guys are as close as they are, then they have to start making deals for votes. You don't want to be in that position. Trust me, you don't want to be in that position. So there's over 300 bills sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk that he won't even bring in front of the Senate because he's not sure he's got the votes to make it happen. Now, my thought process is what's going to happen is, again, we get more seats in the Senate, we get more seats in Congress, and you're going to see the president go through that place like the Tasmanian devil. He's going to push McConnell to keep, you know, pushing through these bills. Let's get them done. Let's get them through. Let's get my my appointments through. I think you're going to see Sessions and Rosenstein go. Done. I think he's going to clean house. I really believe that. Now, maybe I'm just a hoping and praying, but you look where he's been able to slam stuff through, where he's been able to exert some pressure and some power. He's done it. But he's got nobody. You know what? He's the guy who caught the ball by accident. He's running down the field, and his team does not have his back. It's really sad. Really sick, actually. So, again, I mean, when you look at this, the judge in this fashion, I don't have a legal degree. Was he wrong? I don't know. But when he says he believes it to be illegal, then he should have struck it down. He should have put a hold on it, which would have forced it in front of the Supreme Court faster. Although, I'd wait. Really, sincerely. I would wait until you get Kavanaugh on there, and I think you're going to see things change dramatically. Not because he's just leaning to one side and that's it. Kavanaugh will follow the law. He'll follow the rule of law. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, did you know that man-spreading, especially on campuses and buses, is an indication of cultural sexism? I mean, that's according to a University of North Texas student. Brittany Sodick, who you'll learn more about after the break. Now, see, this man-spreading is just crazy. I could explain it, but I'm afraid young people are listening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always, and I mean it sincerely, always a pleasure that you're listening in, you know, paying attention, being part of. I could do this all day. But I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And head up to the website, therealside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But give me your email address. I only send out an email once a week, seriously. And even that, I screw up most of the time. So you're not going to get inundated with stuff from me and let you know who might be on and the stuff we'll be talking about, that kind of thing. So let's get back at it because this I love these crazy. I really do love these crazy stories. And I don't care who you are, they're crazy. And man-spreading seems to be a problem. Now, we heard about this once before, and it died off, and now it's coming back again. And from a, I don't know how to explain it. I'm not trying to be vulgar, but, you know, sometimes it's hard for a guy to keep his legs closed tightly, which is what they're asking for. Now, Brittany Sawdick, a university student, or senior, studying journalism and women's studies. See, remember what I said to you? Whenever it's an attack on a man, am I wrong about this? Right? Every time there's an attack on a male, or something that a male does, or something that a male thinks, it always comes from a women's studies group. Can you imagine if a male studies group attacks something women did?
Maybe if they studied men, they'd understand this mansplaining.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not going there. Anyway, she made a claim in an op-ed that published on online magazine Study Breaks, arguing that manspreading is one of the most obvious physical symptoms of the sexist environment that can be encountered in every area on campus. Here's the problem with that. If you would study anatomy and stop screaming about how you can't be a boy or a girl and you don't want to deal with the X or the Y or and scream about the vagina not being inclusive enough, you'd find out why they sit the way they sit sometimes. Sawdick describes manspreading as the act of physically spreading one's body out in a way that takes up much needed room, noting that it might make other people, such as women, make themselves smaller to compensate. Okay. Since the goal of the article is to teach her readers the way to subvert sexism on campus, Sawdick explains how she finds manspreading on campus, saying, every time a man sat next to me and chose to manspread, I simply assumed the same posture as him, which inevitably led to both of us pushing on one another with our knees. Unfortunately, most men, she said, do this, are genuinely confused. No, I don't want to be in pain. And visibly annoyed by her. A reaction, Sawdick says, finds ironic, since she considers manspreading a tool for men to attempt to dominate these spaces. You know, some of these women believe that from the minute we wake up, our eyes open up, we're sitting there saying, how can I dominate a woman today? Like, this is the goal of every man going down this road. Nothing is ever done simply for the reason it's done. It always has to have an ulterior, nasty, dark motive behind it. I really do find this stuff amusing. I mean, they used to, what was it called when you always felt like people were against you? There was a medical term for that, right?
Paranoia.
Paranoia. I mean, this has got to be a form of paranoia when you think that every man sitting around you, near you, next to you, looking at you for a second, has got an ulterior motive to take you down in some way, shape, manner, or form. Right? It can't be, maybe, hey, this will be distasteful. Maybe he just had a vasectomy and he can't close his legs. How about that? You ever think of that? I mean, maybe he's got something else going on. Anyway, Sawdick told Campus Reform that she wrote her article on sexism because these little things affected by overall experiences in my school, and I know it would have been more pleasant and less anxiety-inducing for me on campus had these and other forms of sexism not existed. We need to wipe it out at its roots. Ew. Now, I don't know about this, but I have talked to females and males that go to college about this kind of thing, not manspreading necessarily, but the craziness. And some of them feel almost afraid to say anything about anything going on in school, except if it is aimed at a male and aimed at something they're doing wrong.
White male.
Yeah, okay, I forgot. White male, you're right. Yeah, you know what? What if you did that? What if we found maybe a black football player, a big buff guy, and let him sit on the bus with his legs open like that, see if they'll go after them or say anything at all.
That'd be racist.
You know, really? You going to do this to me now? Well, most students at the University of North Texas are fairly polite, Sawdick said. She said places like classes in lecture halls with fixed desks, shared benches, and on public transportation are where I see the most manspreading. And while it doesn't happen every day, it still gets old. Okay, so it doesn't happen every day. It doesn't happen with every guy, and yet it's a problem. Sodick also cited other forms of sexism in Rock Band, such as street harassment, men dominating conversation. Well, if you have nothing to say, shut up, whether you're male or female. When it comes to sharing sidewalks, which is problematic. Now, listen, you did that one to yourself for sure. See, I was always taught to walk on the outs, you know, walk where I'm on the curb and the woman walks on the inside. No, it's not because you need to be submissive. No, it's not because I want the better view. See, it was always meant that the guy was somewhat protecting the woman. So whether it's a splash of water or something coming, you know, from the street, you could always make the move to help her out. Not because she's harmless, not because she's helpless. No, because it's respect and because we care. It is always fine. Again, that's that ulterior motive. You always think there's an ulterior motive. Well, in that case, there is. And it's not because we don't think you can't take care of yourself, but why wouldn't you let somebody help you if they could? Are you going to do that for me? I am 260 pounds. I got a little bit of muscle left. You really think some little thing, a 95-pound little girl, is going to be able to protect me? I don't think so. And if I'm willing to take it, why not? You know, she talked about sharing the sidewalks, which is problematic because many men expect women to move out of the way. I don't. I mean, most of the guys I walk with, that I work with, that I in contact with, I have never seen that in my world. Listen, Sodick, maybe you're hanging around with lowlifes. Maybe you're hanging around with people that don't care, because I don't see these things in my community. I don't see these things with the people I hang out with. I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator John McCain is lying in state at the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, where top elected officials paid their respects earlier today, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I will miss a dear friend whose smile reminded us that service is a privilege, and whose scars reminded us of the great cost that brave souls pay for our freedom. John felt like family, but of course, it is Cindy and Roberta and Joe and Doug, Andy, Sydney, Megan, Jack, Jimmy, and Bridget who could truly call this man their own.
A funeral in Detroit, Michigan caps off 4 days of celebrating the life of Aretha Franklin. Musical guests included Faith Hill, Jennifer Hudson, Ariana Grande, and Stevie Wonder. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Of Charlie Daniels. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Do be part of the conversation. Seriously, I have always appreciated the stuff that you send me. You know, some of you will, tell me how you feel. I don't care. Look at me. I got skin thick skin like an elephant. So let me know how you feel. If we're blowing it, we're not doing the right stories, you want to hear things about, I don't want to keep doing stuff about the DOJ, the FBI. I mean, you can hear that on 3,000 other stations. And as I said earlier, I'm tired of the distractions. Let's hit this thing head on. Right? And do it the right way. You need to know what's going on around you, too. You need to know what's happening in your local school districts, water boards, city councils. You can't deal with everything at the federal level all the time. You can't deal with everything at the state level. You send those maronis there from being local school board members, local water board members. So, you know what? Pay attention. Don't push people just because they belong to your party. Don't push people. Look, we do it as Italians. Jews do it. Armenians do it. I mean, these are friends and people I hang out with, and I see them do it, and they admit to doing it. We want to support our own, if you would. Right? Well, let me tell you what. Not even an Italian friend I have, I don't want him in government. I don't even want every Italian friend I have watching my kids. Neither should you. No, not your Italian friend. Whatever group you belong to, whatever group you identify with, if you would. People should be put in positions of authority. People should be elected based on their ability. Not on whether they have the same skin color as you, body parts as you, they came from the same part of the planet that you came from. That's just all craziness. Don't do it. Don't subject me. Don't subject our kids to that kind of stuff. It isn't right. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate you, and I do appreciate you paying attention and listening. So, again, like I tell you, I love doing the crazy stories. I love these crazy stories because they just never stop. And they're there all over the place. A Florida State University is launching a mandatory program to teach incoming students about resilience and coping skills. But it will allow the students to opt, ready for this one? Now listen. They're going to teach the kids about resilience and coping skills. But you can opt out if you believe that you have experienced significant trauma in these areas. Are you with me? You know the old, remember the old saying, you got to get right back on the horse when you fall off? And that goes with a whole bunch of stuff. But the horse is the most obvious. They're very scary animals, very loving animals, okay? Wonderful creatures. I mean, think about where they brought us in our years of existence. Right? I mean, and again, like I said, I mean that with all sincerity. I'm not a big animal person. Tammy will tell you that. I don't hate them. I'm one of those guys who thinks, if you can't stay home and take care of your animals, if you can't give them the attention they need, why do you have an animal? Why do you have a dog that's locked up in an apartment 9 hours a day? It's not fair to that dog. He didn't ask for you. If you haven't got a yard or someplace for them to run around, or you're not going to take the time to take them to a park, that's Joe's personal opinion. There's no scientific evidence to prove. But, you know, I know dog trainers, I know animal trainers, and they say the same thing. People get all up in the emotions. And they really don't think about what they're doing to that animal. So, you know, again, with the horse, this is, you get hurt. Horse trainers, people learning how to ride certain ways. If you fall and you don't get back up on that horse, you're done. You won't get back up on the horse. So how do you learn to work through adversity? How do you learn to work through things that scare you? You have to do them. That's how they don't scare you anymore. You have to do them. So the new Student Resilience Project is designed to help strengthen student emotional and academic coping skills. Now, that's according to frequently asked questions on the program's website. The evidence-informed Universal Public Health Style Prevention Program, it says, is intended to destigmatize mental health issues and encourage help-seeking among students dealing with trauma or stress. How do you deal with trauma or stress if you've already been traumatized and you refuse to go deal with it? Look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Like I always joke, I barely made it out of high school. So help me with this, will you? Can somebody explain to me how you deal with trauma if you don't go deal with trauma? Now, what's unclear when you read further on is how the program is funded. It reportedly will cost over $300,000, including a $50,000 budget for the advertising costs. The program was developed by the Institute for Family Violence Studies at the FSU College. Now, it features a highly engaging animation and videos and TED Talk stuff, all of that. Somebody's got to pay for it. Now, Florida State University recognizes that some incoming students have experienced significant family or community stress. The director of IFVS says, unmanaged stress responses can interfere with student success in college, cause long-term negative consequences. Look, we've all been through stress. You know, the question I'd have to ask, I'd love to have a psychologist on to discuss this, although I've been bitten by them before, but I'd like, are we setting up our kids from a very young age to deal/not deal with stress? Is how we deal with stress when our kids are watching us and then teaching them how to deal with stress, is that what's setting them up for failure later? And I say failure later on in life. You know, one of the best, and good, bad, or indifferent, one of the best things I ever read and did with my kids was, I remember reading an article once that when your child falls, I want you to think about this, visualize this. Your kid's running towards you or running and he falls. Maybe he scrapes your knee or whatever. Many of them don't immediately start crying. Right? It's usually a second or two of shock. And they look up at you. And here's this little teeny thing, I don't know, 12 inches, 18 inches, a foot and a half, standing off the ground, has just fallen, doesn't quite know what to do. And then they see me, 250 pounds of a 6 foot, you know, two guy, running at you going, oh my God, arms flaring. If you're not hurt, you're going to cry. You're petrified. Why would you do that? How you teach them to respond is how they're going to eventually respond later on in life. If you don't go running towards them, you walk towards them calmly, unless you see blood gushing out. I mean, that's obviously a whole different animal. But unless that happens, you know, unless you set them up early, this is what you're looking at happening all through their life. These stressful situations that they don't know how to deal with. Now, the program, again, is mandatory, except it's not. So if you've been traumatized in the past and you don't want to deal with any more trauma in the future, you can opt out of the mandatory class. As I like to say, I don't have a college degree, so maybe I get the words mixed up. I always thought mandatory meant mandatory. That you had to do it. But what do I know? Jana Caldwell wants to talk about how to curb Chicago gun violence. Right? And this one here is driving the left crazy. And it has everything to do with personal... Oh, can we say that on the air? Personal responsibility? Is that all right to say that? My God, it seems like that's a swear term or a swear word. Unlike Sarah Silverman, who we'll talk about in a little bit too, she bashed those MF Christians in her latest I Love You America promo. And you know what? You guys can shut her down. Matter of fact, we used to have a guy on the show with us all the time who tried to tell me how great she was, how nice she was. Just amazing. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, and or, do them all, I don't care. Head up to the website, therealside.com, watch live, listen to my, take the poll, give me money. That's right, you can buy or donate to the show. We'll be back in a few minutes.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our cost.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell. Baby, come inside, let me teach you how to jive and well.
Come on, you know you like it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening there, lots going on. And I very much do appreciate the time that you're with us. And look, it when you head up to the website, there's ways you can get involved in the conversation. There's ways you can donate to the show. You know, I don't like to beg for money. I never will. I think whatever. If you like the show, you can help out. Go over to Patreon, which you'll find on our website. There's a link there to Patreon. We can give up a cup of coffee. We'll take $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $5,000. If you give me $5,000, I'll come to your house and clean the place, for God's sakes, you know? So whatever. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. So, I don't know these people, but Gianno Colwell talks about how to curb Chicago gun violence. And he says what you have to do is you have to expand personal responsibility. Oh, my. Can you imagine? And, you know, really, you know who kind of cracked this a little bit? Is Rahm Emanuel a few weeks back. When he talked about the lack of value, a lack of values on the street. Well, you don't do anything to teach kids values Absolutely nothing. You tell them in schools they have all kinds of rights. They don't have to do certain things. You can't make them. You can't force them. You know, I just find it amazing. When I won't name the group, but I used to work with this group that worked with kids a lot. And one of the complaints you heard on a regular basis is these parents that never worked, they were never parents. They were never moms. They were never dads. Okay, and then all of a sudden the kid gets to be 14, 15, 16, 17, and you want to step in and tell them what to do. And the kids would say it. They were smart enough at that point in time. They had control long enough to where they would say, wait a minute, you haven't been involved in my life for 16 years. All of a sudden you can tell me who I can and can't go out with, when I can go out, what I'm eating. I don't even know who you are. That's more common than you think it is. So now you have the same situations. Now the Dems are having to wake up in Chicago and go, my God, this isn't just a gun thing. I mean, listen to him. Emanuel said there were too many guns on the street, but he blew right over it and went right to there's a lack of value. There's too many thugs. There's too many criminals on the street. So he didn't hang on the gun thing because it's not getting them anywhere. Not getting them any traction whatsoever. Amid the gun violence epidemic in Chicago, Fox News political analyst and Chicago native Gianno Caldwell met with residents from some of the city's worst-hit communities to find out what's driving the bloodshed. Now, on the Ingram angle, he talked about, while conducting the interviews, that he observed a recurring theme, a deficit in personal responsibility. A lot of the parents had left a home who believed their parents maybe were too harsh on them as they were growing up. They allowed their kids to run free. As a result, look what you have. And it's so true. These parents that wouldn't deal with it. Look, I've seen it in my community. All right, where you see parents that don't want to deal with their teens anymore. The teens are out all night, or they're staying at somebody else's house or going somewhere else, and they allow that to happen because it's easier than having to deal with them. Look, it is tough being a parent. We all know that. You see your kids doing some stuff, you just want to smack them in the head. But you have to decide whether that's going to do any good. But you don't just stop because they're not coming through. We had four kids. They might as well have been from four different parents with their personalities. And some were extremely thick-headed, and some were easier to get through to. Anyway, he noted that the victims of Chicago gun violence are overwhelmingly African-American, citing... Now, see, you'll never get that out of Rahm Emanuel or anybody else there. Right? I mean, yes, the victims are overwhelmingly African-American, and the perpetrators were overwhelmingly African-American. He cited a recent Yale University study that found out of every 100,000 Windy City residents, there was on the average one white person shot, 28 Hispanics shot, and 113 African-Americans shot. This is beyond the pale of what we should see in any American city, Caldwell said. There should be no person in America, in American City, who has to live through this level of fear. He's right. There is no reason why 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds can't go play in the park without worrying about, you know, they hear a gunshot ducking, or they might have to hear a gunshot to begin with. Look, I grew up in an area that was, I tell this, you guys know this, in the 70s. It was heavily mafia influenced, but you know what? As a kid, I never had to worry about anything. They wouldn't allow that stuff to happen. They weren't going to let that happen. Older ladies weren't going to let them get, their purses stolen or anything like that in that area. They were well secure and safe because it was bad for business. They weren't going to let it happen. There is no honor here. There's none of that going on in Chicago. You're in the way, you're going to get mowed down, period. Daytime, nighttime, whatever. He said he spoke to one resident who served many years in prison for murder, and upon his release, started the organization Ex-Cons for Community and Social Change. He says it rehabilitates former offenders and encourages community service. Oh my God, that's a great idea. And it took somebody involved to come out and change. And change the situation. And care enough about the city and the kids and the people to do something. That's why I say to you, I always make fun of Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They'll show up when there's a check, but why aren't they in their community? Why aren't they working with their people in their community to make a change? Where's Obama in all of this? Obama, Jackson, Sharpton. Well, we'll throw Clinton in there for good measure. He was first black president, they say. Shouldn't they be able to make a difference? I mean, seriously, you guys talk about, you guys on the far left, you talk about how powerful and influential and wonderful these men are. Why don't you corral them and make them go to Chicago and help make a change? And I guess they're not that powerful if they can't make a change now, can they? Really? We need more of that in the city of Chicago, Caldwell said. There needs to be an expansion of personal responsibility because no one can rely on the government. No kidding. Right? There's a part of the solution, but they're not a solution in total. The community's got to work together. They've got to come together to make a change, and they've got to be willing to put it on the line. And frankly, what they need to do is either recall or vote out Emanuel and show that they mean business. Show that they're not stooges for the party, that they really do want what's better for the community. Come on, think about it. I mean, seriously. If this isn't proof that politics is more important to some of these guys than your kids are, then nothing's going to change you. You really, as some people would say, you're a whole different level of stupid. Or you're acting a whole different level of stupid. How's that? So when Netflix is not, this is a story for another day. But when Netflix is not bashing Christians, Hulu is leading the charge. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I dumped Hulu a few years back. And we dumped them because, and I wish more of us would do this kind of thing. There's a lot of good shows there that I do like on Hulu. But they fired, or they forced out the CEO of that company. And I think it was because he made a donation to the, was it to, oh, what's that?
Was it Prop 8?
I think it was Prop 8, which is the initiative that marriage was only between a man and a woman. And because he donated, I think it was $1,000 to that. And you think about the number, it's a pittance as to what he makes. So they forced him out after that. And it wasn't because he broke any rules or laws or bylaws of the company, but they just felt like it reflected bad on the company that the guy at the top would be against same-sex marriage. And his explanation for a time was quite rational. Yeah, he believed in everybody's right to free speech, everybody's right to talk about what they believed in and didn't believe in. Right? So they put on Sarah Silverman. She would be and continues to be at the head of the Hating Christians Parade. In the recent trailer for Silverman's I Love You America, which is not true, the supposed comedian, I don't know how you call her a comedian, she's really not very funny at all, only refers to Christians as MFers, but also denigrates the Christian God by calling him Allah, and Christians do not appreciate that. The trailer begins with a deep, ominous male voice warning Sarah from a television screen that he will send her to hell for eternity. He said, I will send you to hell for eternity if you murder, steal, do blankety blank. I can't even clean up the sexual things that she's talking about. That's true, Silverman questions? You really put people in hell for eternity if they do blankety blank? The voice responds, yes. But take it easy. I'm just kidding. Anyway. She goes down this whole diatribe of nasty things towards Christians. And you Christians, if you're supporting her or that station anyway, how are you going to explain that? And don't say it's not your responsibility, because it's not true. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. I appreciate your time with me always. Have a great rest of the day. Have a safe weekend, and God bless.